Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Original Flavor Wednesday Tadpog Podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week. Mondays, it's a different show. Wednesdays, Original Flavor. And on Original Flavor Wednesdays, we go through IGN's top 100 Super Nintendo games. Talk about one game every Wednesday.
Dedicate a full episode to it.
Full episode. No other bullshit. Just straight, right. Straight hardcore game talk.
Whether we like mostly. The game or hate it.
Yep. Mostly hate it.
Mostly hate it.
But we're going to have a great show. Mm-hmm. Dave, we have such a great show. This is going to be an amazing show lineup.
It's going to be good.
Amazing. I'm your bearded host, Tyler. And on Monday's episode, Dennis Robison asked me a question. And I will answer his question, but it's not usually the humorous story that I bring to the bearded intro.
Is it a sad tale?
Not really. it's revealing as to a huge chunk of my life, actually.
Okay. Oh, now, first of all, what question did Dennis ask?
He asked how I picked up a girl with my pump it up skills.
Okay. I also want to know this.
So it's I give you the whole story.
Okay.
In that, let's see, my junior year of high school, my girlfriend for like 2 years, we broke up, we got back together my senior year, and then we're together for an awful few months, and then broke up again, and my whole senior year was just pretty terrible, and I was pretty heartbroken. And of course, she immediately jumps right back into a serious relationship without issue. Like, she just turns around, bam, another serious boyfriend. And I'm jealous and I'm angry and I want to have that tune. I want to throw it back in her face. Like, I don't want to get in a relationship because I want to be happy. I want a relationship to make her miserable.
Right, the right
that's,
reason.
That's the goal, yeah, exactly.
The correct reason.
So I go on all these weird dates. I'm just trying to, like, I'm pushing myself way too hard on these other girls. Define just trying to make something happen.
Define a weird date.
Let's see.
You go to the fish market?
I met a girl in theater. The next day I took her spaghetti. And asked her on a date.
You took her spaghetti?
I took her spaghetti.
Like, you took it from her?
No, I made a plate of spaghetti and took it to her in her door.
Oh, you took her spaghetti.
I took her. Yeah, I delivered her spaghetti, would be more appropriate.
You're all like, thug life, and then you just grabbed her spaghetti.
And bitches love it. They're like, hey, he took my spaghetti. I wonder what he's like in bed. And then I asked her out, and we went to a local dilapidated house.
All right.
Called Blair. We call it Blair Witch House.
I've been to Blair Witch House, yeah.
So I took her
place.
There. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then we went to Log Cabin, which was the local restaurant. And then the date was going really well at that point. Mm-hmm. And then she mentioned watching a movie. So we went and watched, what's that movie with Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon? Where they're in high school.
I don't know.
And
there's four of us here today and none of us know the answer.
Sarah Michelle Gellar and Selma Blair make out in it.
Cruel Intentions.
Cruel Intentions, ah. Thank you. We go, who else is here?
Well,
I've been waiting for my intro, Tyler. I've been waiting this whole time for my intro.
So we go back and watch Cruel Intentions, and like, I want to kiss her, but I don't have the wherewithal to actually do it. So I just like lay in her lap and roll around a little bit. And, like,
what do you mean? Like, lay your head in her lap?
Yeah. And then I lay like across her lap.
Like a cat.
And then like I talk the whole time.
Are you purring?
Yeah, it was awful. Like, it was totally just, everything was going well, and then I just completely blew it. Like, and it's just that series of dates like that while I'm trying to make something happen.
Okay.
And one of my best friends meets a girl from Market House. Like, she flies in from Virginia.
Local
and,
theater here.
Yeah. And they meet, they hit it off, and like, he introduces, they spend a week together, like, they hit it off, and then she flies back home, and then the next time she has a break from school, she flies back over here,
uh-huh.
And he introduces her to all his friends. Well, then I hit it off with this girl, and when things kind of teeter off between the two of them, I step in, and, I mean, I think generally I'm a nice guy, but I was a total asshole and totally stabbed one of my best friends in the back and
literally
effectively ruined the friendship. by
killing him.
I hit on this girl, and then we have something going, and then I fly out to Virginia to stay with her.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I get off of that plane, like I know immediately I shouldn't be here. It feels like alternate 1984 timeline in Back to the Future. Like the warmer Biff is in charge of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this isn't right. This is not part of my normal timeline. I've ruined something. So like I go in, like everything's kind of, we've only spent like a little bit of time with each other with our friends. So us saying that we have feelings for each other and now I'm at her house. Everything's just kind of awkward and nothing really clicks until we go see a movie and then afterward play Pump It Up. And she's so impressed and wowed by how well I play Pump It Up that night we get over the awkwardness and things happen. But then the next morning everything just kind of falls apart again. So we only had that one.
So you went back.
That one good experience because of Pump It Up, and then like, oh, this is cringe. This is cringeworthy for me. I tell her I love her. I don't. Mm-hmm. I just want something to happen. Mm-hmm. I just want a relationship. I want to throw it back in my ex-girlfriend's face.
Yeah.
So I tell her that. And then when I get back home, I call her back again. I'm like, I didn't mean that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she was furious. Oh, she was furious.
Really?
Yeah. She's like, the first time a boy tells me that he loves me.
Oh, no,
Tyler. 4 days later, he calls me back and says, oh, nope, didn't mean it. I was like, yeah, I just feel like I should be honest with you. I didn't mean it. I was trying to make something happen. And
yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
I know what your story's going to be.
I know from experience.
But, and then after that, then that does give me the kick in the pants. Like, I get over my ex. I'm like, I'm done. I'm not going to make stuff happen. I'm just going to wait for that moment to be right. And I just give up. My circuits are fried. I'm over everything. I just restart. Shortly after that, Meg and I go on our first date. So
the rest
it
is
all
history.
Works out. Yep.
I think Dennis also asked if you could describe this girl.
Not my typical what I like. I enjoy like hourglass figure. I like bigger breasts. I like long dark hair. She was tall, incredibly skinny, short hair. Like she was not my MO at all.
Well, now I know why I didn't love her.
Yep.
which Pump It Up song did you woo her with? Did you go straight to...
Oh, Rosa.
Through? Oh, Rosa.
Okay, oh, Rosa, yeah. Absolutely. Because I can do the jump move and turn around on Oh, Rosa. So.
Nice. All right, proper introduction time? Because yep. I think Josh should tell a story.
I'm not going to tell that story.
Okay, then Nicole should tell right. that story. Then,
yes, exactly. We've got a backup. So let's introduce Nicole
now. I just humiliated myself with that story, Josh. It's okay.
We have returning special guests, Nicole and Josh Nance, of many different things fame.
Yeah.
Josh, I'm sticking
collectively
universes.
As a couple, they've done Mega Man X3.
Right, exactly.
So Nance family fame.
Nance family fame. Mega Man X3. Nicole, do you have a story for us?
No, I don't. I've just been sitting here staring because Josh has his headphones on backwards.
Why don't you fix this? So well, Nicole can concentrate on the show.
I looked at
Tyler's.
How do you
even tell?
There's an R and an L on him.
I looked at Dave's and then I felt my own and I was like, no, his are different.
There's an R and an L. There you go. Or, you know, you
could.
Oh
my
just...
God, this sounds totally different. Holy shit. Holy shit.
You put them on and it sounds like the alternate timeline for me.
I guess since they're not going to tell any cringeworthy, humiliating stories.
I didn't realize that yours was going to be cringeworthy. Mm. I don't really have a, I guess, I mean, I can make one up. You want me to make one
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm Dave, your bespectacled host. And, all right, this isn't made up. I've been holding on to this one for a while. And the buildup has been ridiculous, so to which the story's not going to be great. To this day, I can't stand... the smell of spoiled chicken. Like, even if it's spoiled, just
most
a little
people
bit.
Love it.
Yeah. No.
I also don't like garbage, sewage smell. I don't know.
Mean people. I also don't like mean people. Mondays. But I get like, oh, actually, all right, I'm gonna save that story. I'm gonna switch it out with another violently ill story. And this is cringeworthy, and it involves a girl as well. So
okay.
This fits yours.
Yeah.
This fits yours perfectly, Tyler. I remember the first time I had sex.
yeah.
Everything was going smoothly. I'm at Murray State University. I'm up in her dorm room. Her suite mate is gone. Her roommate is gone. Things are looking up. She liked a drink. I had maybe had a Miller Lite once in my life. And she's like, let's get drunk. And I'm thinking, yes, let's get drunk. She whips out this tequila with the hallmark of quality. It's in a plastic bottle. Always a sign of a choice liquor. So she starts drinking really fast. And I'm like, I got to keep up. Like, I can't look like a wuss here. I have to keep up. Like she will not respect me if I can't keep up with her. So I start drinking this awful tequila heavily and quickly to the point where I get drunk for the first time in my life. And I'm laying on the floor and, like, everything is double and revolving, like, on two axes. So just, like, I'm starting to feel queasy.
What's that, the fair thing that spins you around really fast and presses you up against the walls?
Gravitron.
Yeah.
I've never been on that, and I will avoid it because I don't want to live through this again. She, like, leans over because I'm laying on the ground. She leans over to see if I'm okay. She's doing great. She feels great. She's drunk. And, like, when her big old face just kind of, like, hoves into my vision.
A quality girl for you to say. Big, old, and hoves to describe her face.
Well, since Nikki's probably going to listen to this, yeah, she was not attractive at all. Not at all.
Just pitch it into a big old uggo.
Yeah, I mean, really. But if I'm telling you this story, she was really good looking.
Okay. Good.
So it just depends. It just depends on who I'm telling the story. So, like, her face just kind of appears, and it, like, I guess it, I don't know, it might have been the way, like, she blocked the light or something, or it just surprised me. I just vomited violently. All over her. And, like, I sat up and, like, I was, like, trying to scramble like a dog on the linoleum. like, scrambled in her bathroom the whole time. I'm just throwing up, like, just all over her room, like a fucking automated sprinkler. And it's, like, getting all over her fucking sheets and her homework. And it's, like, some guy on her television. And I'm just, like, scrambling around. I finally get to her toilet and I've only got, like, a mouthful left. I'm like, bleh. And then I, like,
what's wrong, Nicole? Why are you hanging your head and shaking it?
So then I decide, first of all, I'm never leaving this bathroom. Like, I shut the door and I'm like, I just decide, it's like, I live here now. So I'm never leaving this bathroom ever. It's not gonna happen. I do end up taking a nap on the toilet. You know, I'm on my knees and my head is on the toilet.
I've got pictures of Josh doing that.
We need those for the show notes. Eventually I wake up and I'm like, I got to get out of this. Like, I have to bail. I have to leave. I have to get the fuck out of here and never see this person again because this is incredibly embarrassing. So I open the door to go out. I open the door and she's very concerned about me. So that's a good sign. Mm-hmm. She's not mad, which she has every right to be pissed off at me. I think she feels good for rescuing me because later we have sex. So that's how I had sex first time. I just threw up all over this girl's room, and it really impressed her. Apparently, I threw up to Oh Rosa. I did the thing where you flip around.
Yeah.
Not only did I have sex with her, I had sex with her twice that night. So she really, maybe she had a thing for vomit. Is that a fetish? I don't know why I'm looking at Nicole.
Everything's a fetish. Nicole, you know,
because everything's a fetish for the guy side of the table.
Right.
For girls.
Yeah.
Nope.
No. Apparently it's not. Okay.
Since you mentioned Pump It Up, I just want to say, I remember when we used to, like, get so excited about drugs, because we lived in Murray at the time. I think I was crashing at the apartment where mm-hmm. you and Jacob lived, Tyler. And I remember we'd wake up at, like, noon, maybe 1 or 2 in the afternoon, and I'd just be, like, so excited about, like, getting ready and going, driving to Paducah to play Pump It Up for, like, 8 hours and maybe catch a movie, because the Pump It Up machine was at the movie theater. So we
I guess that's
go.
Why they got rid of it. People were lining up and playing that and not going to see movies.
But yeah,
That's Josh's third story. That's good. That's I got excited to play a game.
No, we would. I didn't go to class. I would like wake up skipping class, excited to go drive to Paducah to play Pump It Up and to play D&D.
Then we played D&D and we got home.
Yeah, and then that was it. That's all we did for like two semesters.
That really sounds like a good two semesters.
In my first semester, I think I had like a 3.8 GPA, and then I discovered D&D, and I had like a 1.4 the next semester. I discovered
D&D was D&D. Your gateway drug.
Oh, man.
Just all kinds of bad behavior.
Well, Nicole, do you any stories? Josh told a brief story. You have anything? Anything at all?
Well, since you're talking about being super drunk, I could.
All right. Good. All right,
yep.
Good. I thought.
The night we met?
Yeah, the night we met, which, I mean, even though it was a pretty rocky start, I'd say that things have ended up well. But yeah, the night that we met, Josh was so drunk that he doesn't actually remember meeting me. And I was really drunk and there with the intention of hooking up with one guy and actually went home with another guy. That makes me sound really
somebody crazy. You were very ashamed of.
Oh, yes. What?
I had the pleasure of meeting this guy like a month ago. Oh.
The guy you had intentions with hooking up with was a guest. I'm just going to say that was a guest on the show at one point.
Which
one do you think it is?
Yeah.
That's our Tadpog quiz. Who do you think Nicole was going to hook up with?
Out of all the guests.
One guest star. Mm-hmm.
And speaking of awkward dates, Josh claims that this was a date. I don't think it was, but that former guest host that I was supposed to hook up with and I had a quote unquote date during which I wouldn't let Josh leave the two of us alone. I told him he had to stay.
Well, that was when, because I asked you that we were going to Atlanta, what's the moment you fell in love with Josh? And you told me that was the moment because Josh was about to leave and you put your hand on his chest and said, no, stay. And he stayed. And that was it.
Yep. That was it.
But today.
Today.
Awkward stories aside. Mm-hmm. IGN's 49th, right? 49th?
Yeah.
49th ranked game.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Super Bomberman.
Sweet. Sweet. But now we already talked about Super Bomberman 2, right?
It's 89.
Yeah, pretty far down the list. And that was our benchmark for the longest time. Mm-hmm. We'd play a game and say, not as good as Super Bomberman 2. Honestly, I think that still applies.
Yes.
Yoshi's Cookie, not as good as Super Bomberman 2.
Super Bomberman, very, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I enjoy Bomberman 2 more than this. I don't know. They shouldn't be switched. Bomberman should be very high. But it's just so... As far as video games go, it is fucked up that Bomberman 2 is 89.
It is fucked up that it's so far down on the list. I think Super Bomberman has strengths and Super Bomberman 2 has strengths. And mm-hmm. I think it just depends on which way you go. Before we get into that too much, I've got a question for everybody here. Has anyone here, had you played Super Bomberman when you were kids, like when it first came out?
Nope.
I never played a Bomberman until 2.
I remember playing Your House, Dave, on, was it Xbox Live?
Yeah.
The Bomberman then, but no, never for the, what, it came out on NES, right, originally?
That's a really good question. I don't know. I know Super Bomberman was the first one to include the multi-tap, where four people could play. It wouldn't surprise me if there was an NES version.
Because I remember seeing it at Movie Hut a lot, and it was either the NES version, maybe in the Super NES version, but yeah, I just avoided it. It just never registered for me, so I never played it.
I played it pretty frequently. It was one of the, I knew a kid in middle school named Ben. And I would go over to Ben's house.
Ben Bomberman.
For Ben Bomberman. I would go over to Ben Bomberman's house for two reasons and two reasons only. I would go over there to play Super Bomberman, and I would go over there to listen to The Offspring. Like, those are the two reasons to go over to Ben's house. I mean, he was a really cool guy, don't get me wrong. But yeah, his parents scared me. So I didn't hang out there too long. They'd always make us go. I always have these like stories of playing Super Nintendo in the basement. But that's where we go. They'd send us down to the basement, and we'd play down there. And then I'd hear them fight and stuff, and it was like, yeah. And then it's one of those situations where it's like, well, dude, I like you, but I'm fucking scared, so I'm going to leave. You can come with me if you want. We can listen to Offspring at my house.
Not at my house. My parents wouldn't let me play it. No way.
No Offspring in your house?
No. Growing up, it was Southern Gospel, the occasional Garth Brooks for some reason, Jeff Foxworthy.
Right.
But nothing remotely with cursing, anything like that in it at all. But Nicole, you basically missed the Super Nintendo generation. You started in 64.
Mm-hmm.
So most of this list is not relevant to you unless we've sat down and made you play it recently.
Right. I did play Bomberman 64.
Okay. I never played that one. I'm curious to see how it compares, honestly, to what you played.
It wasn't one of my favorites.
Mm.
Did you play it with multiple people? Or okay. Do you think that would have made a difference?
Probably, but I was an only child, so I did everything by myself. So
I feel you. I was an only child until I was 13. I also, that's why I went over to Ben's house and Matt's house and all these people in middle school. I'd always go to someone else's house because otherwise I had no one to play with. It's sad. I think everyone should feel sorry for us.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay,
good. You should feel more sorry for me because I didn't have any friends that played video games.
It was your secret. You weren't cool. You couldn't let people know you played video games, yeah. Otherwise you wouldn't be popular. In your high school of six people.
Yes, all six people.
You were closeted?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I hear a train?
Nope.
There's no train.
I thought I did.
No, I don't hear a train. Do you guys hear that?
I don't hear a train.
Oh, there's one. There's a sickly one. That train sounds like it's really good at dancing games.
Two.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the Dave Reese Wikipedia train, right?
Oh, nice. Love that train.
All right, guys. This is short. Super Bomberman, or as it's known in Japan, Supe Bombeman.
Bombeman. He's from India.
He's
a superhero from India. Man.
That's what the line over the A means, right? It's a strong vowel. Super Bombeman. All right, now that I got all that racism out. It's the first video game in the Bomberman series released for the Super Famicom /SNES. So I don't know if that means it's the first. It's worded weirdly. It may just mean it's the first one for the Super Nintendo. It may just mean it's the first one. Have you found? You're furiously searching on your phone, John.
No, I was gonna.
He was playing.
I was gonna tag this on
another
end.
Game.
Just playing a game. Tag this on to the end. So this could be the caboose of Trainee.
Okay. Well, we've only got.
Okay. Well, not Trainee. Trainzy. Yeah.
Trainzy. Fuck.
And that is a different train entirely.
Yeah. Secondly, that's very disrespectful to that train. We don't call them trainees, okay? When a car wants to be a train, we don't call it a trainee.
I mean, I like the idea of Josh's caboose that comes on every now and then.
Super Bomberman is also the first four-player game to be released on the Super NES. That's all I got. Go, Caboose, go.
Okay. Bomberman, which I may have seen and ignored at Movie Hut, did come out on the NES.
Sweet.
In 89.
It's the year you were born.
No. I was a year old.
This came out on the Super Nintendo in North America in 93. And it was... This isn't in like the... This is just I know you already had the caboose. What's the little thing? What's the push cart? Is that the thing? We got two guys on the thing.
Damn
and they do the lever. They used to have those in Hanna-Barbera cartoons. Like every Hanna-Barbera cartoon had that in it.
A lot of cartoons. I think in Full Metal Alchemist, like Ed and Al even used one of those to get around.
Is there one in Cowboy Bebop and Mushroom Samba episode?
Probably.
It's a cartoon classic. This was developed by Hudson Soft and published... In Australia, and I want to throw this out here because I think this is a weird company to publish a game, Mattel. So
okay.
I don't know if they Barbie skinned it or what.
I wonder, are there a lot of Bomberman toys out there then that I'm not aware of, like action figures and...
I hope so. I don't know.
I mean, because nowadays that would totally fly having large plastic bombs that people would just buy and drag around.
That you bring on the airplane with you?
Yeah.
I wonder if you could get through airport security if you had like a bomb inside a large plastic cartoony bomb. No one ever checks inside a large cartoony bomb.
They do have those bombs. I've seen you wind them up and they walk.
Yeah. You know? Do they explode?
No. Only in the Super Mario Brothers movie. But yes. they're just like that.
We don't talk about that.
We're going to explode. One day and it's going to be great. That movie has so much just like mythos and rich, like sick history underneath it. Like I've read so many articles about how fucked up it was.
Well, then we need to do, all right. No one responded to our Street Fighter movie commentary.
Yep.
So how about Mario Brothers, guys? Does anyone want to hear that? We could do that.
All right. So Super Bomberman, first four-player game, but it has single player.
It does have single player.
And the single player, you start off immediately just the white, classic white Bomberman inside. You go through seven or eight stages in a world and then a boss. Because you clear the first one, the enemies change drastically every level. Because I got past the first world. Eventually, you're one shot, one bomb kills, and then you fight like tanks that take three or four.
Yeah, we really haven't really gotten to the mechanics because, I mean, seriously, if you're not familiar with Super Bomberman, and you haven't listened to our Super Bomberman 2 episode, we talk about the mechanics a lot.
Our highest listened episode.
Yeah, it is. So it must not be that bad.
Hopefully. Or the guest hosts that were on that show were just constantly spamming play to make the listens higher.
Because I don't really want to get into the mechanics too much because we spent so much time talking about them in that old episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you don't know what we're talking about. Sorry,
you're a guy who drops bombs.
Sorry, yeah, you're a guy who drops bombs to kill bad guys and blow up walls
and yourself
and yeah and other Bombermen.
Bomberman is not immune to his own bombs.
No,
not at all.
Very important.
But you play through. Of course, when you clear all the enemies, you get like a little warp tile that you go down to the next world, seven subworlds in the large area, and then the boss, which is a giant robot of some sort that takes like 20 bombs to destroy.
Or it's a giant clown face.
Oh, the giant clown face.
There's a giant clown face, stage two. That's the boss. Mm. It's terrifying. Mm. And really, it's as bad as it sounds.
Because you have a overworld map, which is sort of unnecessary. But I mean, you go through that, then he goes from a continent with several cities on it, and you just walk from one to the other, one to the other, one to the other.
Yeah, it's unnecessary because you don't control them.
Yep.
Like the computer it's just an animation.
Yeah,
like
that would be nice.
Like in Castlevania, where you're going from level to level, it's got the map of the castle in the background, and you
dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the single player. I thought it was fun. Single player in Bomberman 2, though, that's the thing, because you talked about IGN's list. They always give credit to the original and bump down sequels.
Yep.
Even if the sequel is better.
Almost always.
Except for Earthworm Jim and Earthworm Jim 2.
And Donkey Kong. Because they have Donkey Kong Country 2 rated as a better game than Donkey Kong Country.
Mm.
Yeah, that's suspect. But
See, I disagree with that. But
I do too, but we'll get there when we get there. They glorify the originals in a series, because we were talking about this before the show, I'm not sure both games needed to be on the list. Because Super Bomberman is a lot of fun, but it's really, really similar to Super Bomberman 2. I think Super Bomberman had a stronger multiplayer than Super Bomberman 2 did.
Okay.
They had the same number of maps, but the maps seemed more important than they did in Super Bomberman 2. But I think the flip side of that coin is I think Super Bomberman 2 had a much better and much more engaging single player.
Yeah, I feel like that was much, much better in Bomberman 2.
Because Super Bomberman, I felt like the only thing that kept me going was that the enemies changed. And other than that, it was still it was just pretty much the same formula.
Yeah.
But in Super Bomberman 2, they started really taking advantage of gimmicks in the stages, and really tweaking that formula to make each stage just a little bit different from the other.
Mm-hmm.
We played a shitload of multiplayer.
Yep.
And I think that is the strongest element of any Bomberman game that we've played so far. The multiplayer is, I think, really fucking fun.
I didn't play any of the single player, but I had a lot of fun playing multiplayer, even when I was losing.
Yeah.
Like that was the thing. You could be getting your ass kicked and still be having fun playing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nothing is as thrilling as trapping your friend in between a wall and a bomb. And nothing is as shameful as laying a bomb down and immediately realizing you trapped yourself in. You're just like, fuck. And I will usually announce when I do that. That's like, this game is like really, like, for me, a shouty game. When I do shit like that, I'm just like, I trapped myself!
Well, you also, I mean, part of it is to say it, and the other part of it is like, you can't let anybody else like think they killed you. Like, oh, I killed myself. You didn't kill me. I killed myself.
Right.
No one bested me. I bested myself. That's okay. It happens. It's fine. It's an accident.
I'm my own worst enemy, guys. Everyone knows.
Yeah, I know you mentioned it whenever you were playing, Dave, how you get kind of tunnel vision.
Oh, yeah.
Just you don't really know what's going on except those few squares around you. And a lot of times what happened, you just win for some reason. Everybody else would just kill themselves.
Yeah, it's fucking chaos. We haven't said, but the goal in the multiplayer is to kill the other players. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no co-op or anything warm and fuzzy like that. You're trying to kill the three other players.
Mm-hmm. And the rules are so, it's such an unforgiving game. I feel like that's what makes it really strong in multiplayer.
Yeah.
There's no wiggle room.
No. There's no wiggle room. And it's like, they counterbalance that with the games are typically pretty quick. Mm-hmm. Especially depending on the stage, because I mean, there are some stages that are just incredibly intense, like the duel stage.
Yeah.
There's a stage that has, it's just outlined. The square stage is bordered entirely with these really powerful power-ups. But the problem is, well, the interesting thing is, they start all four players right in the center of the screen, walled in. So it's like, probably two people are going to die immediately.
Yeah, immediately. Well, because Nicole, you didn't play Bomberman like at all until today. Mm. So, what are your impressions on the game based solely on today?
I mean, I liked it, but I mean,
wrong.
If you go a little bit more, then I liked it. Okay.
What did
you like about it?
I did like that the different maps gave everybody kind of pros and cons for each one. And it wasn't necessarily that one person was really good. They were going to win every single time because there were so many different factors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are a lot of variables. And I think skill plays into it, but several of the maps really equalize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the amount of power-ups and the gimmicks, there's no a difference between Bomberman and Bomberman 2. There is no extra hit that you can get in Bomberman 2 because you can take two bombs that are just one and die in Bomberman 2. I kind of like that it's not in Bomberman 1 that we played. That it's, you know, no one gets the advantage by having to get that two-hit power-up.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed that a lot.
I forgot about that power-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is nice because it's lethal. I mean, it's kill or be killed.
The thing I liked about the power-ups, they don't necessarily guarantee you're going to win. They make things... it makes it easier for you to win, but it also makes it easier for you to fuck up and kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like if you don't pay attention to how big your blast radius is going to be because you've gotten those power-ups, or you get the detonator bombs and you fuck up and press the wrong button.
Yeah.
There's just so many things you have to keep track of the more and more power-ups you get. And the more, well, at least for me, the more likelihood you're going to fuck up and kill yourself. So
we talked about this a little bit in the Super Bomberman 2 episode, but I think one of the things that make this game super compelling is that no match plays out the same as the match before.
Mm-hmm.
Because of all the different power-ups and the curses and the people playing, and they randomize a lot of things in the stage as well. So it's like you're never going to play a game that's exactly the same as the previous one.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite variables are the power-ups. I love the power-ups. So what I'm curious what everyone's favorite power-up.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask that question too.
Was.
Yeah.
Tyler, do you want to start?
Your favorite power-up and why?
Yeah, yeah.
The detonator bomb.
Okay.
Oh my God, I love the detonator bomb.
You're really good with those.
I like the strategy and the speed and the things like that come with the detonator bomb because...
And what do you do with them?
Because you set it off and it has like a little gizmo spinning on top, and then when you press the button again, it explodes. Normally you have like 3-4 seconds before mm-hmm. a bomb explodes. So now with that one, you can just go up to where you think someone's going to be, run off, and then when you see them approach, detonate it. So it's always fun to hide it or, you know, wait. I like the defensive strategy that goes along with the detonator. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. I didn't get it enough. The stage that I won handily mm-hmm. was the one where that power-up was plentiful in the Rose Garden stage.
Yeah.
Because you've got pink bombermen on like lawnmowers coming down throughout lawnmower tanks
mm-hmm.
coming down. So you have to watch out because they'll run over you and kill you.
Or they'll clear the bomb off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And which then there is are super annoying.
These roses that are chomping at you, they don't actually hurt you, but I guess they want you to think they're going to hurt you.
They wall you in mm-hmm. and you can blow them up. But eventually they'll regrow, which I think is really interesting. Mm-hmm. That's one of those stage variables.
That's the only stage that does that. Right. Normally, yeah, once you clear a barrier, that's it.
I personally liked getting the golden flame, which it's very, very rare that you get it, first of all. And I don't think it really ever helped me, but I loved getting it because I love the idea that... my strategy, anyway, for getting it was that nobody else would realize that you've gotten it.
Yeah.
Because you do.
I never did.
There's so much going on
yeah.
in on the screen that you can only pay attention. You get tunnel vision. You only pay attention to what is immediately around your Bomberman. And if you got that early on, which there are other power-ups, there are the regular flames, which increase the range of your detonation.
Uh-huh.
But the golden flame increases it completely. It'll go across the screen as long as there's no barriers. So what my plan was to get that and then plant a bomb so that it would reach across the screen and get somebody else without them realizing that it would have that reach.
You got me several times over.
So,
especially early in the game, mm-hmm. if you pick it up, it's ridiculous because right. no one expects you to have it. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, there's this long fucking line of flame yeah. that takes out two people.
So, yeah. a lot of, fuck, damn.
What the,
Nice, nice, nice.
Nicole, do you have a favorite power up?
The roller skate, the one that made you go faster, just because I tend to get a little spastic in high-pressure situations. Yep. The moving faster helped me.
What did you think about the stage, the speed stage?
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Where all the players, I think, have max speed. That one I thought was kind of fun. It's
that fucked with me. I didn't have time to strategize in that one. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, uh-huh. I walked into several explosions on that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I trapped myself several times on that one because, I don't know, I guess when you're moving fast, like, I would do this stupid thing where it's like I would drop a bomb and then run away from it and then immediately run back. I don't know why the fuck. It's like a reflex or something. I don't know why I would do it. And then I'd run back and I'd be like, what am I? Oh, dead.
Then that was the stage we were all pretty even. Like, we had, like, we played best, you know, first to five.
Uh-huh.
And by the time we were done with that, we all had, like, three or four, like that was our closest match between all four of us.
I like the boxing gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my strategy was always, my early game strategy, if I got those early in the game, since typically they'll start you out in the four corners, right? And Tyler, you were player two, so you were always, I was player one, you were player two. Mm-hmm. So I was top left and you were top right. When I got the boxing gloves earlier, I know you must have fucking hated me because all I would do is just
throw
them over the screen into your area.
You come because a lot of times my strategy was stand still, wait for all you fuckers to kill each other. I won a lot of games like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
So like, if I was just standing still, like I'd have to. If I wasn't watching, then you would throw one across the screen because I haven't moved, so I'm kind of trapped. Throw a bomb in, I'm just dead.
And it's easy to miss it when it happens too, because there's no one around you. And then when you throw it off the edge of the screen, you're not. I'm never expecting a bomb to just show up.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then it's usually I'm like it's early in the game and I'm looking for power ups, and then I'll be like, oh shit, there's a bomb.
Because yeah, you can throw the bomb off the left side of the screen and it comes through on the right side of the screen. But like, and then most of the time I wasn't paying attention to you because usually my focus was on Nicole. We would go for each other because we were at the top mm-hmm. and the bottom, and then you and Josh, and then whoever.
Josh was relentless. Whoever runs. He would always come up. He would always come for me first. Always. I'm curious about that, Josh. I'm really curious.
Well, I. My thought was you posed the most danger to me because Nicole.
He just insulted you.
Nicole would always.
He said you were inferior.
Nicole would always go after Tyler, and they would. Chances are they would kill each other. So it would just. A lot of times it would just be down to you and me.
The winner typically came down to either. Yeah, the winner of you guys or the winner of us. Uh-huh. And then that was in the final battle.
Well. See, I play this game, this multiplayer Bomberman, I play a lot like I do Civilization and like Warcraft games and shit like that.
That you attack Gandhi.
Fucking Gandhi.
In Civ 2, you have to attack Gandhi because there's a bug where he nukes like a motherfucker. They did an error. Instead of putting like a 1 next to his nuclear attack, they put 10. So Gandhi just goes insane and just starts bombing the fuck out of everyone with nukes. So maybe that's an achievement, bombing like Gandhi. No, my strategy is always gather as much resources as I can in the beginning. So like normally I wouldn't even like Josh, you would come for me and I'd be like, fuck, now I have to fight. Because what I would try to do is clear out as many blocks as I can because that's where the power-ups mm-hmm. are hidden. And it's just like, if I can hoard as many of the power-ups as possible. By the time someone comes to attack me, Josh, then I'll have a better chance and I might be able to mitigate their skill over mine, you know?
And then when someone dies, they drop all their power-ups.
Yeah, that's another big
deal. I don't
deal.
Think that was in 2 either.
I can't remember. I think it might have been, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah. It was like 40 weeks ago when we played.
Yeah, it was
game.
A really long time ago. And we played it in Illinois, so it really doesn't count.
Yeah, it's true. Anything happens in Illinois, you don't remember.
It really does. Yeah, if you're
we got a no car accident, though, because you don't get in car accidents in Illinois. So,
well,
except
yeah, that's
for that
true.
One. They had the one.
Right.
So, it's a callback. I don't even know what episode we talked about
no,
that
me
on.
Me neither.
For the show notes to reference it.
What was your favorite multiplayer stage and why? Because there's 12 stages and they're all incredibly different.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've mentioned already the flower stage, Tyler.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The stage where I won, yeah, that's my favorite.
But did you explain why? I mean, you kind of described it a little bit, but why do you think that gave you, why did that give you the edge?
I think because I love the detonator bomb.
Oh, that's right. And so that power-up was prevalent.
Yeah, that's what you got a lot. And then
that's right.
That plus multiple bombs plus increasing your range. So I just got to Puppet Master, basically, just that whole stage.
Puppet
so we ran through it pretty quickly. That's what Sean Miller thinks of me.
Grandmeister Picel.
Fucking guy.
I don't know what this says about me, but I like the first stage.
I was hoping someone was going to say normal zone. Yeah, I was hoping it was you.
Just normal.
What's your flavor ice cream? Vanilla.
Not too much going on.
Fighter. What's your alignment? True neutral.
Not a whole lot going on. You can focus on getting power-ups and going for the... I do want to say I hated the light stage where everything's dark and you got those spotlights just moving around.
I didn't like that stage. Oh, man.
Nicole,
that,
I believe you said
luck.
It reminded you of a disco.
Yeah, what it was like. Kind of seizure-inducing a little bit.
A little bit.
Because you've been to so many discos.
Yeah.
So many discos.
How many discos have you been to? Is Circus Skate in Murray a skating disco?
Yeah. God, that fucking place.
Is it really?
Is it still open?
They have it. They have nights like that. Yeah, it's been open for decades.
You want to see if they'll sponsor the show?
Fuck that guy. God, I hate
really?
That guy.
Okay, so that's
what
I've heard is he's a dick.
He
oh, really?
Is such a dick. I've been 3 times in my life, and I've hated it every single time. And dealing with that guy, he's awful.
Is he related to...
I hate that he has a successful business.
Wow, you really whipped into a fury over here.
He's like the Tony Goodman and the photographer who
that's
wanted
what I was
to feed
about
me
to say,
pudding.
Man.
Fuck these people that mistreated me as a child.
We need to build the Sinister Six for Tyler. We've got three of them mapped out.
My 5th grade teacher, Miss Jennings, Tony Goodman...
Yeah. The photographer?
The chocolate pudding photographer, circus skate owner.
Two more.
I actually had fond memories of circus skate because they had that Captain America and the Avengers
so
arcade
not skating.
Game. Yes. No. The skating was bullshit.
That's always the best thing about a skating rink is the fact that they usually have an arcade game or
right,
two.
Right, yeah.
Well, isn't that where you, like, kick the machine?
That is where I kicked the Double Dragon machine, yes, until the manager threw me the fuck out, and I got in real big trouble with my parents. Yep. Yep. I remember that. It was sad. Nicole, did you have a favorite zone for multiplayer?
Yes. I liked all of them. I liked the variations. I liked the fact that they didn't just look different or were laid out different, but actually elements of each stage interacted differently. That was really good. But for me, it was close between the tunnel stage.
Tunnel stage.
But the warp stage, I think, was my favorite.
Yeah, you were really good at the warp stage because
really
you hit up all the warps, I think. Like, I would always see you pop up and then, like, immediately leave.
Well, like, nobody else was using the warps.
Nope. I avoided them. I stayed in my corner and did not wander far.
Tyler, you specifically, I think, set bombs next to the warp hole.
Just waiting for people. Yeah. I got Josh a few times like that, but...
Then I stopped. I stopped using the warp.
And since you used the warps a lot, Nicole, like, how many were there on the stage?
There were 5.
There were 5?
There was one in each corner, kind of, and then one in the middle.
And was there any rhyme or reason to it?
No.
Or would it randomly choose where you would come out?
It was random, yeah.
Because every time I heard a... I set a bomb. Just hoping.
See,
hoping.
If you do that, though, it's too late. Because that noise is when you come out.
And it's timed perfectly, I noticed, because, like, I would see you come up sometimes and I'd set a bomb and you go immediately back down and, like, my bomb would go off, like, just a split second after you made your escape.
I did. I really liked it because then I would just warp in. I'd lay a bomb and just warp back out. And I did. I liked it.
I enjoyed the power stage because I didn't have to place a single bomb and I would win.
Yeah. Yeah, that was frustrating.
Well, hold on. That's bullshit. I did get Tyler to place a bomb.
You got me to drop one bomb. That's true.
In the power stage, everyone starts out with all the power-ups, essentially, mm-hmm. right?
And it's a very bare-bone stage.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're just waiting for you to lay waste to each other.
Yeah, there's no blocks for you to destroy.
Right. Yep, it's just a grid of obstacles, right. and that's it. And I was horrible at that one.
I didn't last very long.
Absolutely horrible at that one.
Because I referenced that stage. There in The King of Queens, there is an episode where Patton Oswalt just thought it would be funny to not move during the entire opening sequence. So I'll find it, put it in the show notes. But everyone else is acting, walking at this party, and you see Patton Oswalt has it's not even him just with his hands in his pockets. He has one hand out. And then he just stays motionless for 3 minutes for the intro. He doesn't blink. He doesn't do anything but stand there. And that's at the power stage. Both times I would just stand right there. You guys would bomb the shit out of each other. And then I would just win.
Yeah, you were really good at that.
I think the minimum I did was take 2 steps around a corner. And that's all I did to win a match.
My favorite was, it's kind of a toss-up. There's one called Jump Zone, which I won on. But I wouldn't say it's my favorite. I won handily on that one.
Yeah.
And it was only because the exact same thing you said about the warps. There are trampolines set throughout mm-hmm. the stage. And if your Bomberman goes over it, he jumps up above the screen and then will come down. While he's up in the air, he or she, sorry, is up in the air.
Bomberman. He or not she. Not Bomberwoman.
Can avoid, all right. Semantics. They can avoid any kind of blast that's going on the ground. I think the only reason that I won on that one was because I didn't fuck with the trampolines at all.
Because sometimes it was random. You would come back down right on top of the trampoline. Other times you would come down several squares.
To the left, to the right, yeah. There's no way of telling. As far as I could, because I would slam the direction up and didn't seem to affect.
And I always had the worst timing. I would lay a bomb and try to get the fuck out of there by jumping on a trampoline, and I would time it just so poorly that I would come down right as the bomb went off.
Yeah. Naturally. But my favorite, I think you mentioned, it was the tunnel zone.
I really like that one.
Oh my God, man. The tunnel zone. And it was mainly because Josh and I would all right, let's set the stage. Everyone starts out in all the four corners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's blocks like normal, but there's also these pipes, right? That form like a T. So there's each one of these sets of pipes has 3 entrances and exits. What's interesting is whatever happens in the pipe, you can't see.
Yep.
And that's why I loved it, because at first I was like, oh, I'm going to be sneaky. I'm just going to leave bombs in the pipes. Meanwhile, everyone else is also smart and they're going to do that thing too. So I can't tell you, anytime Josh and I would enter a pipe, we were both going to die.
Yeah. The other person wins.
Right. Anytime. And then you just see jets of flame. Josh's Bomberman would go in, my Bomberman would go in. You'd see jets of flame shoot out of all 3 holes of the pipe and then we'd die.
Because Nicole, I would see her go in and then leave. Then I'm running out. I'm going to lay a trap for her. I run in. Hey, why can't I go deeper into this pipe? Bam, dead.
that was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Overall, I think this game, man, it holds up. It's still good. Yes. I would play this game, have everybody over, and play it anytime.
Yep.
Cards Against Humanity in this. Let's do it. That's a Friday night.
I'm down.
This plus liquor be fucking great.
I'm down 100% as long as it's not tequila in a plastic bottle. Unless someone here is going to have sex with me. I'm looking at you.
I'll just get up close to you and my face will just loom over you.
I hope you have bear's endurance.
I'll tell you how much I love you and then retract it later. So it's fine.
That doesn't require me to be in Virginia, right?
No, it applies anywhere.
Oh, okay. All right.
I can make myself just cringe anywhere. It's fine. No problem.
I also enjoyed this game immensely. I don't think I would go back and play the single player.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But I would definitely go back and play the multiplayer. And I would play the multiplayer Super Bomberman over Super Bomberman 2. I really do think this was more fun.
There were a few stages on Bomberman 2 multiplayer that I hated.
I agree.
I didn't hate any of these stages. Yep,
I didn't have a problem with any of the stages. I thought they were all fun. Mm-hmm. Even the vanilla normal stage. What?
My favorite stage. Not like the light stage.
No. Well,
it's like dirty talk between Josh and Nicola is really weird because Nicola will get into it and Josh just, hello. I have sex with you.
I didn't hate the light stage.
We are having intercourse. Yes. It is pleasurable. You're right. Yes.
My penis feels good. Okay. Yeah. She's not correcting me.
No dirty talk. It doesn't work.
No heavy breathing.
You guys have to be still. You don't want to exert yourself, so it's just quietly.
It's a game we call Be Still Inside Me.
Have you ejaculated? Yeah. Then our business has concluded. Would you like to play Earthbound? Yes. Marriage!
I like that when you're our age and you don't smoke, the equivalent of a cigarette after sex is Earthbound. Man, that fucking wiped me out. Turn this on.
Fucking see how much my dad put in my ATM account.
Josh, Nicole, would you play this game again?
I would, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think you're spot on with the drinking game. Like, I think
I would not want to play this game after I had been drinking because I wouldn't be any good and then I'd get frustrated.
That's for the point. Everybody else would be drinking but me, so then I would really like to play with you.
How did it compare to Bomberman 64?
More fun.
It was.
Was Bomberman 64 3D?
I don't know. I've never played it.
I'm looking it up.
You could ask
her. The caboose is coming back.
You could just ask Nicole if she played it.
Well, I'd rather Josh look it up. Yeah, I'd rather. He's going crazy over there on that phone.
It's my caboose, Tyler.
For me, I felt like this compared a lot to if I did have somebody come over and if they did want to play a video game, it was only one person. It was mm-hmm. my best friend, Becca, and we would play the battle mode of Mario Kart 64. So we had a lot of fun with that. So I would kind of compare it to that.
It is.
I also enjoy playing Mario Kart with you.
I can't imagine Becca playing video games. I know your best friend, Becca, and I can't imagine her doing anything.
That was it. The battle mode of Mario Kart 64. That's all she'd do.
Bomberman 64 is the first 3D game with the Bomberman series. It also implements a different single-player mode by incorporating action, adventure, and platforming stages.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out.
That sounds like the Star Fox Adventures. Just stick with what's good.
It has spawned two sequels, Bomberman Hero and Bomberman 64 the Second Attack.
I find that interesting verbiage that it has spawned sequels.
It's like a vampire.
It has split open and two have emerged from it.
Did you get water on the Bomberman 64 game after midnight?
Tyler, do you have achievements for this game?
I do.
I thought that you might.
I have two.
What do you got?
One, I have Kamikaze.
Okay.
Which is lay a bomb to kill somebody else, but it also kills you. Nicole and I did that a lot.
Bushido.
We died together.
Yeah, I did hear you say that a lot. And actually, it was really creepy when it happened to you and me one time and just leaned over and whispered, "We died together, friend." It was very Picel, I have to admit.
Yeah, totally. Completely. Fuck you, Sean Miller. Fuck you. And then the other one being GoldenEye. GoldenEye is win a match with detonator bombs.
Oh, nice.
Because that reminds me of the GoldenEye for N64.
Yeah.
I won a lot of detonator and proximity mine matches.
I remember that was like proximity mines banned, odd job banned.
Fucking odd job. Everybody agrees. No words for odd job.
Does anyone else have achievements? Josh?
Mine is, let me
go first. Okay.
Nicole. All right.
We didn't mention it, but if whoever's remaining the last two people, if they die at the same time, there's a draw and nobody wins the match.
Yes.
Yeah. Good call. We didn't mention that. Yeah.
There was, I think that we had one instance where three died at the same time and mm-hmm. the other person won. I did mention a suicide pact is what I would call it. If you could get all four to die at the same time.
All four to die.
Four-way draw.
Nice.
We should have set that up. We should have. Yeah. It was within our capability.
I'm surprised our Hunger Games cornucopia, when we're all trapped together, didn't kill all of us.
I really love that analogy.
Yeah. They made some for some very short games, that little setup. My achievement would be, well, that's the end of me. That's whenever you place a bomb right in front of yourself and you can't move. Right.
I was hoping that's where you were going.
You just see your death just counting down the seconds.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Yep.
Until it's like the worst is when that happens, and then like immediately after you die, you're like, oh shit, I had the throw bomb power. you could have gotten rid of it and didn't even fucking try. I've got two achievements. Tyler, I really think you're going to appreciate my first achievement. All right? Because I know you're a huge fan of the Fallout series.
Mm. Oh, so much.
My first achievement is called Tunnel Snakes.
They rule.
Tunnel Snakes rule, which of course was the gang in Fallout 3. In order to unlock Tunnel Snakes, you have to do what Josh and I did. It's kind of like Thunderdome, except two men enter, no men leave. When that shit happens, you unlock Tunnel Snakes.
Nice.
Also, I meant to listen to the Super Bomberman 2 episode before we did this because I wanted to make sure I didn't repeat anything, but I didn't because I'm lazy. This may have already been used, but if it hasn't, someone set us up the bomb. And to unlock someone set us up the bomb, what you have to do is kill somebody on the conveyor belt stage. You have to set a bomb on the conveyor belt, and the conveyor belt has to bring it to the other player and then detonate and kill them.
Nice. So we didn't talk about the conveyor belt stage, but I guess that's about all there is to say to it. There's conveyor belts. They're pretty slow.
Yeah. So I always thought they were walls. They were not. I was not very good at that stage. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a lot of fun today. I really have. And we're going to cap it off here, in an hour or so with your D&D game?
And ham.
Ham. I mean, this is just...
D&D potluck.
Yeah, this day just keeps getting better.
Because we're adults. We get together to play D&D, and we bring side dishes.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
Sunday.
What are we, savages?
It's only just seven of us. I set a raw ham on the table, and we just all... we eat it and gorge ourselves to get all shiny with the grease, and then just an orgy on the table. Just our Sunday D&D ham orgy.
We are having ham orgy now.
I don't know. How do you other people play D&D?
I was going to say, do we do the orgy in character?
Yep.
No, that is way too nerdy. That's LARPing.
That's LARPing.
Look, we don't do that.
Look, I don't care just as long as we have the orgy.
I don't care as long as we have ham. It's like I'm horny, but I don't have any ham. I'll wait.
Now I know why you were talking about all the shiny ham grease. Let's everyone get lubed up with ham grease and go to town.
Just like it's like a weird slip and slide on my kitchen table. Just all of us sliding off the table. We can play King of the Table where there's only one last person and all of us fucking sliding off each other. So there's one person standing.
It's like a crocodile mile, but instead of the streamers making a crocodile, it's just a smiling pig's face. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
We do this thing on the show, right? Where you don't really give a rating. You give a game a beard that tells anyone listening, it sums up exactly how you feel about the game. If you were to give this game a beard, what kind of beard would it be?
Are you familiar with the Warcraft, not World of Warcraft, but the Warcraft series?
I am.
I believe in Warcraft 2, there was the Dwarven Demolition Squad.
Yes, and they had their goblin counterparts.
So I give this the fiery singed beards of the Dwarven Demolition Squad.
Nice. I can't confirm this because I haven't looked it up. Josh, you may actually be able to confirm it. Was the Dwarven Demolition Squad, was that a callback to Three Vikings? The Blizzard game. That's the name.
Lost Vikings.
The three dwarves in Lost Vikings. I'll put it that way.
You know, I don't know. I guess so.
Because yeah, it was
I
three never, of them, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'd never thought about that. They're all different sizes.
I can't remember.
It's been so long since I played just original Warcraft.
Now I can't join the ham orgy because I have to play Warcraft 2. I'm sorry.
Yep. It's okay.
We will manage somehow without you.
Yeah, trust me. I do not bring much to the orgy. I'm not very good at staying still.
Dave gets fucked off the table. It's just like first round.
and is watching Nicole and Josh just be silent and still and crazy.
That's our tactic. We utilize your bomber man tactic in the ham grease orgy.
I'm going to start making t-shirts, ham grease orgy 2014. and just throw random sponsor logos on the back. It's like, the local hospital sponsored this. I'll just wear it out to the bar.
I can totally see Miller wearing that. Like, oh, ham yeah. grease orgy winner 2014.
We have to get sleeveless. The winner's shirt.
He's cut the sleeves off of it.
Miller, no pants. Just the shirt all greased.
Not only that, let's kick it up to a weirder knot. No pants, but he's got the shirt pulled down below his waist, and there's a hole cut in the front.
this one. Say something, come on, Nicole. Just a ham grease orgy. You're one of the two girls participating in our four guy ham orgy.
Meg's there, but she's not participating.
She's not participating.
There are five guys, right?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, yeah. I count. Yeah. I am participating.
I like how each of us sat here at the table, like visibly on our faces, counted how many people.
How many dicks are in the ham orgy? Yeah, you're right. Okay. It's five. Your mastery of dick counting once again trumps us.
Is that a major? Dick accounting?
Dick counting.
Gooder accounting. I'm sorry. I've committed Tad Fox sin. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
That was a good beard. I liked it. Mm. And I like that it got us off course, too. I like it. That's the power of the beard. But you also like to give glasses because I wear glasses and you like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like to give glasses because I don't like to give things. I like to hoard things. I'm stingy.
Mm-hmm. I like Meg to wear glasses too. I make love to both of you while you're wearing glasses.
Okay.
It's fine. I enjoy it. It works for me.
This is outside of the ham mm-hmm. grease orgy. Yeah. 2014.
Yeah. No,
you were talking about making love. No, you don't make love.
We have to wear protective eyewear, so we wear the strapped in close glasses for that particular piece of ham orgy.
Is that what you're giving Super Bomberman?
I wish. I should have done that
some
now.
Some orgy
ham,
glasses.
Ham orgy glasses.
Some protective eyewear. Because we eat enough spicy food, that shit stings.
Because once we learn when somebody's like, time out, pull out, I've got grease in my eye.
What kind of glasses would you give Super Bomberman?
I've never played the game, but I know it's very, very popular and you play it. But the Pyro from Team Fortress 2 has on a gas mask with the large lenses.
Yes.
So I give this the Pyro's mask from Team Fortress 2.
Okay.
It's destruction and fire and explosions and...
Okay. All right. I dig it. There's also a demolition guy in that game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But he doesn't wear glasses because he only has one eye.
Okay. That makes sense. So fuck that guy.
I can't wait till you get to Team Fortress 2 on your Steam challenge.
Because
I want to play it with you.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can get
I'll be the medic.
Some other people. All right. Then I'll be the heavy.
Yeah.
Cool. We got people to thank.
Yeah, we do. We didn't do it the other day.
Because we had to skip it on Monday because we went incredibly long.
So for Facebook shares, Marques Nicole, Saint Zach.
Thanks, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Exalted Lord Micah Purdue. Exalted Lord, what the fuck?
correct yourself. We don't want to piss him off.
It's true. He's an exalted Lord now.
Yes, I know.
Does he outrank you guys?
Yeah, he does. He does.
They just come here and kick us out and just do Tadpog by himself.
He has to find us first.
Damn this Tadpog Magna Carta that limited our own power. So on Twitter, Lord Dennis, Baron Drew, Exalted Lord Mike of Purdue, Marques Nicole, thanks, Grand Nicole. Prosecutor Kyle Gilday, Archivist Korn, and Team 2-Bit for...
The developers.
Yeah.
For a fist puncher.
Fist puncher, so...
Clearly they did not listen to the episode,
nope.
Right? Yeah.
No new 5 stars.
What's up with that?
Why didn't you share us, Josh?
First of all, Josh doesn't Twitter, so he needs to Twitter. Then he can tweet you guys.
So I can send you dick pics. Has that stopped? Are you still getting those?
Yeah, no more dick pics.
Oh, come on, people. Come on, Tadpog Nation.
I just go ahead and ask for more. As long, if you're asking for more, you'll get more.
I would gladly accept more dick pics.
All right. You asked
inbox
for it.
Inbox broken.
All right. Whatever you have to do to get ready for the ham orgy.
Anybody else have anything else to add?
I want to thank Josh and Nicole very much for coming on this episode, but mainly thank you for coming over to play Super Bomberman, because it was a shitload of fun playing with both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad we came over.
I know, I had fun.
Thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes or Stitcher, so don't miss the next episode. I don't know what we'll be talking about Monday. We'll figure it out. Yeah. But next Wednesday, we'll be talking about IGN's 48th ranked game, Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
All right.
While you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Give the show a 5-star rating. Write a review. It's good for us. It's good for you. Good stuff happens. It's just good. Mm-hmm. It's just a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, guys. We will be back next week. Like Tyler said, we'll be talking about something. We don't know.
Ham orgy. Let everybody know how.
We'll be giving you the overview. Yeah.
Actually, we do calls on Monday shows. So like if you guys, if Nicole and Josh, if you could call in separately, just sounding just exasperated.
Or if you decide to have your own ham orgy, let us know how it went.
Uh-huh. And send photographs to Nicole. If in the meantime you can't get enough Tadpog goodness, you can always find us on tadpog.com. That's where the show notes live. That's where you'll see, I don't know, probably a bunch of fucked up shit that I'm going to post there.
Yep.
You can also go and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/tadpog. A lot of cool people doing a lot of cool shit. We're on Twitter. We're at tadpog_podcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cumbersome, I realize, but hey, look, our Twitter strength is growing.
Mm.
Our tweeting nation, it gets stronger by the day.
It's true.
So you might as well just go ahead and join so we don't have to forcefully come in and occupy you and be still.
Like the ham orgy.
Right. Ham orgy gives us strength.
And thanks to the grease, there's not much forcing. It just happens.
Yeah. I mean, and honestly, well, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I like us to keep our family-friendly rating. Nicole, our intro song.
It's Moves.
Josh, bye.
Sycamore. Tyler.
Sycamore Tyler.
Sycamore Tyler. Drive. A film with Ryan Gosling in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should do a commentary to that.
No.
A link to that track can be found on tadpog.com. Until next week, do you think we can get a 4-person Tropical Capricorn?
Well, where can they send the dick pics real quick?
Yeah, Nicole, where do you want the dick pics to go?
You can send them to me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is at Ellison Lazah. It's ELOCINLEZAH. Stop laughing at me.
And where can they call us?
If they want to be one of the cool people that calls, they can always reach Tadpog Hotline at 270-883-2555. Thank you very much, Tyler, for sliding the sheet closer to me.
So you're welcome.
And if you're not on Twitter, you can call that number and describe your dick, or just a dick.
Just describe a dick. It doesn't matter. I like that.
It doesn't have to be yours.
See if we guess whose it is. It's fine.
But only do that if you really, really want us to play a call. Until next week,
Tropical Capricorn. Josh had no idea.
I was thinking about the ham orgy.